Good morning, TRUMC.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship today to those here in the sanctuary and also to those joining us on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and later on the podcast, and those in the parking lot on 88.9 FN. Welcome. My name is Christine Matthews, one of the pastors here, and I'm glad that you have chosen to worship with us today. We will begin our worship with our choral call to worship. Of Athens. Starting from scratch, God made the entire human race and made the earth hospitable, with plenty of time and space for living so we could seek after God and not just grope around in the dark, but actually find him. God doesn't play hide and seek with us. He's not remote. He's near. We live and move in him. Can't get away from him. One of your poets said it well. We're the God created. May we live and move in God as the God created today. Let us remain standing for our hymns of praise this morning.
Yeah.
Good morning again. Allow me to highlight some of our announcements for you today. If you would look to the white insert that is in your bulletin, first you will see our two QR codes there. The one on the left is the one that will take you to our digital connect card. If you are online right now, then we ask that you scan that and check in with us this way. That way you can find out more information about us or submit a prayer request as well. If you are in the sanctuary, then you can also use that QR code to connect with us digitally, but we also ask that you take the pew pad, which is located in the center aisle, and go ahead and sign your name. If you're with us for the first time, if you give us a way to contact you, we will be in touch with you later in this week, and then pass it down your row. And once it gets to the end, go ahead and pass it back and take a look at it as you pass it back, and that way you can get to know names of people that are sitting on the same row as you. The second QR code, the one on the right, can get you signed up for our churchwide email that goes out twice a week, and that is the best way really to stay informed about what is going on in the life of the church and to really get involved. We begin our summer sermon series today with the Gospel According to Hamilton. Each Sunday, we will be exploring the Gospel according to a movie, or a book, or a band, or something in our culture. And I think Jonathan has some clues for you on that insert in the bulletin about what next week will be. So you might want to take a look at that. Next Sunday, July 10th, we have service at 10 a.m. And then following service, we will have a time of fellowship in the parlor of the Family Life Center with some light refreshments so that people can take some time to get to know each other. Everyone is invited to stay and encouraged to stay after. To our people who are newer at TRUMC, this would be a really great way to get to know your church family that you are now a part of. Some congratulations are in order. I think we have a picture. There we go. Brian and Paula Catron, Brian's the leader of our praise band at 8:45, have a grandson, Landon Oliver Catron, born on Wednesday to David and Tara Catron. So congratulations to Brian and Paula and all of their family. You see a couple more announcements on that insert. I'll just highlight very briefly, you are still able to give donations to Ukrainian refugees in Spartanburg if you're interested in doing that. The information is on your insert. And also Pastor Jonathan is planning another trip to the Holy Land in January/February of 2023. If you are interested in that, then the details are also on that insert. Friends, let us continue to worship today with our anthem today with Andrew Bryant.
God bless America.
are always blessed to have Andrew sing for us. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Lisanne is already here to read our scripture lesson for today. Just a reminder, it will be on the screen, but also on the back of your bulletin so that you may follow along.
I sure can't follow that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning. Everything came into being through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the Word was life, and the life was the light for all people. The Word became flesh and made his home among us. We have seen his glory, glory like that of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And then from Acts 3, verse 15, you killed the author of life, the very one whom God raised from the dead. We are witnesses of this. Jesus is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our song of preparation today is a little bit different. It comes from the musical Hamilton, and it's taken from the Disney Plus version. And we are kind of jumping into the middle of the song, The World Was Wide Enough, in which Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton are preparing to duel. You will hear from Alexander Hamilton, played by Lin-Manuel Miranda, first, and then Burr, played by Leslie Odom Jr. The song then segues into the final number, Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story, sung mostly from the perspective of Eliza, Hamilton's wife, played by Philippa Sue. For those of you worshiping online with us today, due to copyright issues, the sound will be muted for about the next 8 minutes. We encourage you to find these two songs on the Hamilton soundtrack and listen along. Pastor Jonathan will be with us via video for his sermon today, The Gospel According to Hamilton. Jonathan tested positive for COVID on Wednesday, and he is now fairly symptom-free and will hopefully be out of isolation tomorrow. All of his family continue to test negative, and he wants to let you know that he misses being with you here today and is thankful for your prayers during this time.
Well, good morning, TRUMC. Sorry that I can't be with you today in the room where it happens. So this is just going to have to be the second room where it happens for me today. But glad that you are worshiping with us today, either in the sanctuary right now or online on Facebook or YouTube or podcast. And recovering from being COVID positive right now, praying that I'll be out of quarantine shortly, hopefully by the time you're seeing this by tomorrow. So thank you for your continued prayers. We are beginning a new sermon series today called The Gospel According To. We're going to be exploring for the rest of this summer how God speaks through popular culture, through Broadway shows, through rock bands, through books, through movies, and maybe even the leader of the Parrot Heads. My family and I were in the Florida Keys a couple of weeks ago, and I did some on-site research for that sermon. That'll be at the end of July. But I want to point you to the back of your bulletin, to your trail guide. You'll see that in addition to today's scripture readings, there is some space there for you to take notes. It's always our hope that God will be speaking a word, something meant just for you today, that you're going to want to write down and take with you this week. And then there is a prayer for this week's walk. All of that is designed for you to take what we do in worship today out into your week and out into the world. Our opening reading in today's worship service and in the worship services during this entire sermon series is taken from Acts 17. You might be familiar with the story. The Apostle Paul visited Athens, the great Greek city of Athens. And he found it to be rife with idols. And of course, you know, idolatry is not a good thing according to our God. However, instead of attacking the Athenians for worshiping these false gods, instead Paul takes a different tack. He looks at their culture and he is able to see God, the true God, speaking even through some of this Athenian culture. In fact, he quotes from two different Greek poets, and that was part of our scripture reading, our opening reading this morning. We live and move in God, and we can't get away from him. Or maybe you've heard the translation that says, in God we live and move and have our being. Paul's quoting that from a Greek poet. And then he goes on and he says, even one of your poets has said, we're the God created. So Paul is showing us that God speaks through culture outside of the church in order to bring those who are outside of the church closer to God. And so hence this sermon series, The Gospel According to, looking at pop culture to see how God is speaking even outside of the church walls. The 19th century poet Gerard Manley Hopkins put it this way, Christ plays in 10,000 places. I love that. Christ plays in 10,000 places. So Christ plays in our AirPods, or in our Walkman, if you're of a certain generation, or on our record players, or are there still any 8-track players around? I don't know. Christ plays on our smartphones, on our flat screens, on our movie screens. Christ plays in our pages and on our stages. The Gospel According to. So today, we begin on this July 3rd Sunday, we begin with the Gospel According to Hamilton. Hamilton, that $10 founding father who worked a lot harder. If you've seen the musical, it is a wonderful musical. It played in Greenville, I think, just last month. I saw several of you, according to Facebook, went and saw it. It played in Greenville a few years ago, and I got to go see it along with Rebecca. And it was a wonderful show. You can also find it on Disney Plus. You can watch the entire musical on that. That's what our Song of Preparation came from, the Disney Plus version. And I want to also point you to the soundtrack. You can listen to the soundtrack on Apple Music or Spotify or buy the CD. Wonderful musical. Created by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who played the title role of Alexander Hamilton in the Broadway show. And it's interesting how this came about. Lin-Manuel Miranda was on vacation and he read the biography of Alexander Hamilton by Ron Chernow. Now, this is just like your typical, like, you know, fairly academic book biography. And while on vacation, Manuel Miranda read this and was inspired. He had a flash of inspiration while reading a biography on vacation. Now, there's a whole other sermon there about how Sabbath, about how rest can lead to creativity, but that's not our sermon for today. Miranda first introduced this idea of his at the White House in 2009. It was an evening of poetry, music, and spoken word that he was part of. And you can find this video on YouTube when he sings the first song from Hamilton called Alexander Hamilton. But he introduces it this way. He stands up in front of this crowd at the White House and he says, I'm working on a hip-hop album about the life of someone who I think embodies hip-hop, Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton. Of course, the crowd starts laughing and he says, you laugh, but think about it. He was born a penniless orphan in St. Croix of illegitimate birth. He became Washington's right-hand man. He became Treasury Secretary. He caught beef with every other founding father, and all on the strength of his writing. I think he embodies the word's ability to make a difference. He embodies the word's ability to make a difference. The author Jeff Hamling, in his book called The Gospel According to Hamilton, says this about the show. It's a musical that conveys the complicated relationship between Hamilton and his words. In the beginning, he writes his way out of a hurricane and into prominence. But in the end, it is Hamilton's own words that sabotage his political career, destroy his marriage, and lead him to his fateful death. His life serves as a reminder of both the wonder and danger of his words. So, some of Hamilton's words that, of course, Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote songs from. One is called Hurricane, and in it, Hamilton sings this. When I was 17, a hurricane destroyed my town. I didn't drown. I couldn't seem to die. I wrote my way out. I wrote my way to revolution. I was louder than the crack of a bell. I wrote Eliza love letters until she fell. I wrote about the Constitution and defended it well. I wrote financial systems into existence. So the power of the words that Hamilton uses, writing all of these things into existence. More power of his words, how they had an effect on other people. His wife Eliza sings this in the song Burn. You and your words flooded my senses. Your sentences left me defenseless. You built me palaces out of paragraphs. You built cathedrals. Power of words. And yet, building these cathedrals, Hamilton also burned them down with his words. In the song, The Reynolds Pamphlet, again, based on something that Hamilton actually wrote, he wrote about an affair that he had in order to defend himself from charges of political corruption. So he was covering himself from political corruption, and yet by writing about his affair, it destroyed his marriage to Eliza. And then, of course, his words ultimately led to his death. If you're familiar, and of course, we saw that depicted from the musical, but he and Aaron Burr, his longtime friend and enemy, got into a duel, and of course, Burr ended up killing him. But his words are what led to his death. In the song, Your Obedient Servant, which again is based on letters that Burr and Hamilton wrote back and forth to each other, of course, Your Obedient Servant said in a very sarcastic way from each of them. He wrote letters to Burr questioning his honor. I'm not the reason no one trusts you. No one knows what you believe. I will not equivocate on my opinion. I've always worn it on my sleeve. Even if I said what you think I said, you would need to cite a more specific grievance. Here's an itemized list of 30 years of disagreements. To which Burr then replies, "Then stand, Alexander, we hawken at dawn, guns drawn." Leading to Hamilton's death. So a reminder of the wonder and the danger of words, the word's ability to make a difference. We are a people of the word. Our scripture reading today from John chapter 1, absolutely beautiful poetry that John begins his gospel with. You know, it's poetry. We can imagine it set to a hip-hop beat, maybe. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was, that was my attempt. Manuel Miranda's a lot better at hip-hop than I am. But the beginning of this John 1, in the beginning, of course, that harkens back to the beginning of the entire Bible, to Genesis 1, in the beginning, when God created. And how was it that God created the earth, the universe, and everything? With words. God spoke, and there was. A really cool rendition of this, if you've read any of the Narnia books by C.S. Lewis, The Chronicles of Narnia, the book that comes before The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the beginning of that book is the beginning of Narnia, and Aslan, who is the God figure, the Christ figure, Aslan sings the world into existence. Aslan sings Narnia into existence, singing spoken words, God speaking. the world into existence. God's words created the world. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. These words from John. God's Word then comes to the world that these words created. The churchy word we use for that is the incarnation. Carne means meat, flesh, God taking on flesh and moving into the neighborhood. Jesus is God's unmitigated Word. Jesus is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We spoke that earlier. Or as Brian Zahn puts it, Jesus is what God has to say. Jesus is the Word of God, and we are a people of the Word. Words matter. Words are powerful. Words make a difference. Words can write us out of a hurricane or into one. Words can help us drop our defenses or put our guns up at dawn. Words can build palaces and cathedrals, or words can burn them to the ground. Words create worlds. What kind of world are you creating with your words? What kind of world are you creating with your words that are spoken? With your words that are written? Your words that are texted? Your words that are tweeted? Your words that are posted? Do your words build up or do they burn down? Do your words sing God's world into existence along with God? Or do they speak of an itemized list of 30 years of disagreements? Do your words embody your actions as much as your actions embody your words? You know, God's word took on a body. God's word became embodied in Jesus Christ. And our words should also embody Christ, just as our bodies and our actions should. Words, actions, they're not important. They're not more important than each other. They go together. Hamling, the author, says that Hamilton died because of his words, but his legacy was delivered because of words outside of himself. We saw at the very end, the very last song, Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story, it's sung from Eliza's perspective, Hamilton's wife, and it is her words that ultimately deliver Hamilton. She sings, I put myself back in the narrative. I interview every soldier who fought by your side, and they say, she tells our story. I try to make sense of your thousands of pages of writings. I raise funds in D.C. for the Washington Monument, to which George Washington sings, she tells my story. I speak out against slavery. I established the first private orphanage in New York City. I helped raise hundreds of children. I get to see them growing up. In their eyes, I see you, Alexander, who grew up an orphan. She sings, I see you every time. Have I done enough? Will they tell your story? Yes, they will tell his story. They're still telling his story because of Eliza's words that told the greater story. He was delivered from words outside of himself. Friends, ultimately, we are delivered from words outside of ourselves. We are delivered by the Word, by the story of tonight, the story of yesterday, the story of tomorrow, the story that keeps going. We are delivered from the Word outside of ourselves. Who lives, who dies, who tells your story? Who tells your story? You know, your family, your friends, your church family, the people who you are close to, they're going to be telling your story for a generation or two. And I hope that you make that a good one. I hope that those close to you can tell good stories about you and about how you left a mark on them. But after a generation or two, let's face it, our stories will be kind of lost to posterity, but there is someone who will always know your story and who will always tell your story and who will always invite you into his story. The author of life, as the scripture from Acts put it today, the author of life whom God raised from the dead, and to whom we are witnesses. Jesus Christ, God's word in the flesh, the author of life, is the one who tells your story, the one who continues to write your story, the one who continues to invite you into God's story. He is the word that delivers you, me, us, the world. He is the word from outside of all of us who delivers us from sin, who delivers us from death, who delivers us from the storms that our words sometimes write us into. He is the word that transforms our words from burning down to building up, from poison pistols into palaces and cathedrals. Jesus Christ is the author of your story, a story in which you are both main character and supporting singer, in which you are precious in God's sight and called to sing in the great chorus of Christ, to sing along with the world that is wide enough for the entire human race, with plenty of time and space for living so we could seek after God and not just grope around in the dark, but actually find him, as the Apostle Paul wrote. And we are witnesses to that great story. What story are we telling? Who lives, who dies, who tells your story? You are part of the story, the grand narrative, the sweeping musical of God creating and recreating the world through the Word. Put yourself back in that narrative. Let the author of life continue to tell your story, the story of tonight, story of yesterday, the story of tomorrow, and of all our tomorrows. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us respond to God's word through prayer. Let us pray. O Jesus, who is the word of God, help us to hear you speaking through our culture, for you permeate through all things, and your word is powerful. O God, you are the creator of all things. You are the author of all of our stories. Your word delivers us. May we be witnesses, O God, to your grand story of salvation and grace and deliverance. Use our words to build up and not to burn down. Give us the courage and the will to use our words for good and to tell of your glory, that our great nation may also be just and kind and full of compassion. And now, let us pray the prayer that you taught us to say together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now we continue to respond to God's word in our lives through the gifts of our tithes and offerings. You may do that through the offering plate this morning in the sanctuary, but also online through text to give or mailing in your tithes and offerings. At this time, if the ushers would please come. Stand for the doxology. you would like to know more about how to be a disciple of Jesus Christ through the ministries of our church, then please speak with me afterwards. I will be out towards the bell tower. And now we have our hymn of sending today, kind of our version of Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story, but I think maybe a lot older than that song. I love to tell the story. I love to tell the story. Let us sing ourselves out.
Thank you.
For our sending forth today, we have a responsive sending forth that is our prayer for the week on the back of your bulletin on the trail guide, but will also be on the screen. The Savior of all people has brought peace to you. Now go and tell the story, for others need it too. To every land and nation, ring out the gospel call, proclaim that Christ is risen and grants his peace to all. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Amen, and go in peace.